Well, I think this visit for many of us has come slightly out of the blue. We didn't know how much we were going to see of the Princess of Wales this year in terms of her return to public engagements. But this one was a really important visit for her because for the first time it's been confirmed that some of her treatment was received at the Royal Marsden Hospital. Of course, we knew back in March last year where the princess herself confirmed that she was having to have preventative chemotherapy, that she was going through treatment. But this is the first time that we've had it confirmed where she was having some of that treatment and those who were supporting her. So I think that for her it was really important to start this year off saying what you could say is the biggest of public thank yous for the last sort of hour and a half, really. She's been inside the hospital. She's met up with some of those staff who helped to support her through what we know were really difficult times last year. Prince William, of course, described it as a brutal year for all of them. We also understand that she spent some time meeting up with some patients who were still undergoing treatment. My cameraman who was in there says that there were some really moving moments where she was just talking about how much she sympathises with those who are currently going through treatment, but also was very clearly talking about the need for more support for those who are supporting those who are going through the cancer treatment, so supporting the families around them. Also, it's important to stress that this is certainly not a fleeting moment of appreciation for all that the Royal Marsden has done for her, because it's also been announced today that she's now going to be joint patron of the Royal Marsden NHS Foundation, joining Prince William's long-standing links with the Marsden, because you might know that Prince William has actually been president of the Marsden since 2007, and that was a role that he took on from his mother, the Princess of Wales. I think today was a very poignant moment for the princess. We're told that this was an important day for her to talk more, I think, about her own personal cancer journey, to show a really big thank you to the medical professionals, to also continue to show support for those who are going through treatment. And I think it re-emphasises for all of us that despite what was a really difficult 12 months for her and other members of the family, this kind of ongoing support for the wider cancer community is something that is going to continue to be a real cornerstone of her work, of her public work, and how she wants to use her public position.
Yes, because this is a new era, is it not, for the royal family in being so open with talking about these diagnoses. We think of her father-in-law, the king, when he talked about that treatment for his enlarged prostate. That was the kind of the first element of his own journey before the cancer treatment. We saw spikes in the NHS website as people were then searching and looking into themselves. And this openness really has had an impact on wider society.
Look, for me, it's unbelievable, really, to think back to 12 months ago, because it was around a year ago, it was the 17th of January, that we first found out that the princess had to be admitted to hospital for abdominal treatment, abdominal surgery, serious abdominal surgery. And then, of course, we all know what unfolded in the months after that. Alongside that, of course, we had the King's cancer diagnosis as well. And I think for the King and his daughter-in-law, what they've really wanted to show is, as they have kind of come to terms with their own ongoing cancer treatment, of course, the princess announced in September she had finished her treatment, but we know the King's cancer treatment is still ongoing. They've shown very clearly that now they want to use their position from a kind of public service health position, really, to try and emphasise the amazing work that goes on in this country when it comes to cancer treatment, to cancer research, which goes on a lot here at the Marsden. It is one of the world's leading cancer research hospitals. But also, I think, showing the human side of how difficult any cancer diagnosis can be, which is why I think it's really interesting to hear that the princess, when she was inside the Marsden, wasn't just talking about how difficult it is for the individual who has cancer, but also how hard it is for those around them to kind of rally, to stay strong, and why it's so important that the support network isn't just for those who have cancer, but also for the family, the relatives and the friends who also have to go through that journey with them. And as I said, the fact that she has now become joint patron of the Royal Marsden shows this isn't just a day of fleeting kind of appreciation. Also, we know that the King also became patron of Cancer Research UK. He's been the patron of Macmillan for a very long time as well. So I think we're going to see more of this as the months unfold. But also, it is worth saying, for the princess, in terms of her kind of public work, I did ask, what does today mean? What does it signify in terms of her returning to public duties? And I was told very clearly the guidance that we had last year is still there. It's still going to be a gradual return to those public duties and those engagements. As she said back in September, her focus is on staying cancer-free. But I think what we're going to see is her doing what she can to also continue to highlight what others are going through as they continue their journeys.
We're just getting a bit of reaction to the news of that joint patronage, Rhiannon. And this is from Dame Callie Palmer, Chief Executive of the Royal Marsden NHS Foundation Trust, welcoming that news and going on to say, we're incredibly fortunate to receive royal patronage. It's inspiring for staff and patients and enables us to shine a light on the outstanding work our staff deliver every day for both patients and their families.